A carnivore diet refers to the consumption of animal-based foods. People who follow a carnivorous dietary pattern eat almost exclusively only meat and other animal-based foods. And you're about to learn everything about it. Welcome to Carnivore Today. All things carnivore, ketogenic living, and metabolic health. If you're looking to shed those extra pounds, reduce your dependency on prescriptions, or even heal metabolic disorders, we've got you covered. It's all about the latest research, success stories, and we'll give you practical tips to help you thrive on your wellness journey. And we're also here to quell some misconceptions about it.
What about fiber? Won't I explode without eating fiber?
Fiber is not necessary.
I'll get fat eating all that fat.
No, you will not.
I'm not going to have any energy because no carbs.
You'll have more.
I'm going to have a heart attack from eating all that red meat.
False.
Carnivore Today, where your health journey begins. Now your host, Adam Lacey.
Hello, fellow carnivore enthusiasts. I'm Adam from Carnivore Today, and in today's interview, we're chatting with Dario, the hyper-carnivore chef. Whether you're a newcomer contemplating the merits of adopting a carnivore diet or a seasoned practitioner, Dario's story will not only make you ponder the incredible benefits of this lifestyle, but also invigorate your commitment to continue on this path. Before we dive in, please take a moment to subscribe and enable notifications so you're always in the loop with our future videos. Now let's get started. Hello, everybody. We're here today with Dario, an Italian that's living in the Netherlands, and he has a Instagram account called The Hyper Carnivore Chef. I'm super thrilled to be talking to Dario today and get his knowledge and insight on living a carnivore lifestyle internationally. So thank you for speaking with me today, Dario. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure for me. Thank you.
Awesome. Can you start off by letting everybody know a little bit about yourself in terms of your age, you know, where you're from, your family, things like that?
So I'm Italian from Napoli. I'm 44 years old. I live here in the Netherlands. It's from after the Corona crisis, 2021. Yeah, it's 3 years. Actually, July, I came here in 2020. So July, I made 3 years in the Netherlands. And yeah, we are living here. We really like to live in the Netherlands. I'm a kind of international worker because I've been before we were in the Philippines. I work in Myanmar, I work in Middle East. I work in the US when I was younger, when I was 20 years old. So yeah. And actually that's the best place. I just wish I moved here earlier because I really, really like here. Here people like really to live outdoor and it's my kind of lifestyle. So yeah.
That's cool. So do you have any family there with you?
Yeah, my partner here, my girlfriend, and we have two kids. One is 6 years old and 4 years old, my son, the younger one. They go to school here. They already speak Dutch very well. And yeah, it's amazing how kids learn language so fast.
That's awesome. So you guys have at least three languages in your family, right?
Yeah, because my partner is from Philippines. She speaks Tagalog. We don't speak Tagalog at all in the family. The kids didn't get it except some few words, the bad words, stuff like that. Yeah, that's the first word. The first word you learn when you speak another language. Then we speak English between each other. My daughter is used to speak Italian much better because we live a little bit in Italy just after March 2020. October 2019 to March 2020, we live in Italy. So she started to speak Italian with my mama, my her grandmother. But now she understands, but mostly it was my fault. I should have talked to her in Italian more. But now she speaks English and Dutch very, very nicely. I understand the Italian quite well.
That's impressive. That's very impressive. Awesome. So
I'm very proud.
Yeah, that is really, really, really cool. So I understand that you've had some success with weight loss and in particular it's on a certain way of eating. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I tell you, let's say I did many kind of diet in my life. I'm a chef. I'm a curious person, interested person. And I always did the diet to lose weight, you know. When I was 15, 16 years old, I was doing professionally. I mean, every day I was going to raw, canottaggio, we call it. It's the kind of raw that you go like this and you go backward with the small boat. And then we are 4-8 people in the boat rowing. And I was doing that, I don't know how to say it in English, professionally, like every day. But I was 16, I was not paid to do it. But we were going there and train. So we were training a lot. School in the morning, all afternoon on the boat or in the gym and training, running. So I was like an athlete when I was that age. So I used to eat a lot because I used to need a lot of this thing that I hate, this bad word called calories. I used to need a lot of calories. And then when I stopped, because I could not do the both things, and I was too young, I wanted to go out and enjoy life. And I was so tired in the evening, I never went out. And if you go out and you drink a little bit, you cannot train the day after like before. And then I had to choose something, and I could not choose don't go to school. That was my first option, but my family didn't agree. So I chose to quit the rowing, and then I start to gain weight. From that moment on, line up, and then every month I was fatter and fatter and fatter. Then my mother says, start to reduce, don't eat fat, don't eat oil. You know, the classic low fat, low protein diet that they tell you to do. Maybe you can have a cake, but not a steak. So it was like kind of crazy. Because there was a lot of misinformation, there was no internet at the time, and that just followed the guidelines of the doctor. And so after a while, many years after, I start to try different kind of diet. So I did the vegan diet for a while, and also the raw fruitarian, I don't know how to say that, the one that you eat with fruit for the summertime, actually for 2 months. And all this diet that I did also intermittent fasting, Monday eating one time a day, but whatever I want, but only one time. All this kind of diet made me lose weight, made me feel better. But I was suffering internally because, for example, for the OMAD, I eat now and I say, I cannot eat until when you finish to eat, you're already thinking, I cannot eat anymore until tomorrow. And then after you have the spike, like you get hungry in the evening, for example, and you cannot eat. So you are suffering, you're in pain because you want to eat, but you just try to resist. So it's a torture, basically, this kind of diet. You're fustigating yourself on the altar of looking better, because that was just my thing. Just try to don't look so chubby, because at the end, you look in the mirror, you don't recognize yourself. No, it's not a matter of be pretty or be handsome or be ugly. It's a matter that the person you see in the mirror is not the person you have in your mind. So that's why you kind of do this kind of diet. Then the only one that made me made me strong enough to don't have cravings, and I'm not resisting. When the people tell congratulations, I answered them, it was easy. It is easy. And I have to be easy, because if it's difficult and it's too difficult, you can do it for a while, but you cannot live a life of suffering and checking what time it is when you can eat or how many calories or not. When I was doing the ketogenic diet, that was the best I did for losing weight. I lost a lot of weight with the ketogenic. But I was there counting the macros, the micros, the checking the app, what can I eat, and then with this diet, I eat how much I want until I don't want to eat anymore. And then if I am hungry 2 times a day, I eat 2 times. If I am hungry 3 times, I eat 3 times. And normally, if I have like a normal schedule life, like I bring the kids to school, I eat around 11:30, 12 in the morning, and then I go to work. I eat once a day because that's how I feel comfortable. I don't feel to eat anymore. Even if I'm a chef, I work in the restaurant, I have food everywhere under my eyes, but I'm not attracted to any of this.
That's awesome. And,
Yeah, and I lost my teratode. Perfect. So let's go for the next question.
So you know, the weight loss.
Yes.
Do you have like a starting number roughly?
Allora, I started this diet not for the losing weight. I didn't care anything about losing weight. In fact, I bought a scale weeks ago or 1 month ago, stuff like that. I didn't have a scale at home. I didn't care. I start to notice that my clothes were falling off. I had to change. And people tell me, you're losing weight, But was not my goal, because my goal was health. I study and I research this diet for health. So the numbers were, in March, when I start, I was 115 kilo. That is basically double number in pounds.
Right.
And now I'm 86 kilo.
Wow. That's impressive.
So it's on 30 kilo, almost 30 kilo I lost. So it's 64 pounds. Stuff like that. But amazing. Without working out, without checking the scale every day, without going crazy, because my goal was checking the symptoms that I had. And when the symptoms were going away one by one, and then the strength arrived in me, and then I lost weight, but I lost fat. No, the difference with the ketogenic is that I still have the picture when I did the ketogenic diet, and I look weak, thinner.
Mm-hmm.
Face like a little bit weak. The arm. Now my arms stay the same. My muscles stay the same. My girlfriend, she touched me, said, you like you're made of wood, like you're made of stone. What happened to your body?
Nice.
Like I'm going to the gym, but I'm not going to the gym. I don't lift. I will do it. I will organize myself. I already bought a gym. I just need to put it together. I will work out also, because now, why not? Now that the fat is gone, why not to shape up a little bit better? But I'm more active for sure. I work more. I feel energetic. When I'm going around with my kids, I run around. When we go to the beach, we run on the beach and stuff like that. I'm much, much more active. I bike. Last year in January, February, I was thinking to buy an e-bike like the old people.
Okay.
Because in Netherlands, everything is flat, but there's a couple of things that you have to go up and down where I live, and then I need to go up and then down. No, better buy any bike. Go ready to spend 2,000 euro for any bike. And then in March, April, I say, why any bike? I want a nice sport bike. You know, I bought this normal mountain bike, hybrid, let's say hybrid mountain bike that I can use in the city with the normal tires, with the city tires. And I'm using that. I also bought something to connect to the bicycle, like a trailer, and I put my kids and I bring them around. And I have the strength to bring them everywhere. I don't get tired. If I walk a little bit, I have palpitation, like this. If I do stairs before, I thought, because I'm getting old. Yeah, I'm overweight, but I'm 44, I'm getting old. No, it's not that. I'm 44. I feel better than when I was 15 now.
That's awesome.
It's what we eat. It's our
food. Yeah.
No, the thing that convinced me to do this kind of diet is the logic behind that. That's the thing. That's the ancestral way of eating, the logic behind the fact that Homo sapiens exists from 75,000 years. How do you say that in English? 7,500 years. Yes.
Yep.
And we only had the possibility to eat meat because there wasn't much else. It was the ice age. Mm-hmm. So if you know, like evolutionary thinking, how an animal can adapt to another way of eating, totally different, switching from fat and protein to carbs and sugar in so much less time compared to the time that he was eating fat and proteins. So this thing, I didn't know, I didn't think about it. Then when I saw Dr. Chaffee talking about this thing, talking about how it's the intestine and everything, all the science behind this, it makes so much sense. And say, why the doctor never told me this thing? Why nobody, even in school, we never talk about it. Hunter-gatherer. It was like, yes, we were hunter-gatherer. Yes, we were. But so what does it mean? Means that for the existence of Homo sapiens and for the billion of years before, when We were other kind of race of humans, but still carnivore apes. We were carnivore apes. So for millions of years, we eating meat and fat. And now in so less time, so small window, we start to eat carbs from, let's say, from the Sumer time that we start to grow crops in the Middle East and not even everywhere in the world, in the Middle East. And then after in last 100 years, we start to grow a lot with the machines and stuff. And now in the last 20, 30 years, maybe more, from the 70s, we start to use things that are totally artificial. Of course, we get all sick and tired and lazy. It's logic. That's why when I saw the logic in that, I say, this makes sense. Let me try. And then in 1 month, I said, miracle. It's like a miracle because I was working like this. And then I find myself more straight, working straight. I get tired and then didn't get tired anymore. I was happier. My mood to get better. I was at work and I was singing, cooking. I said, why am I singing? I'm cooking. What happening? What happened to me? So, so that's many awesome. Things. So please go, don't stop me sometime.
You are obviously eating carnivore. Is anyone else in your family eating carnivore?
Hello, my son is a natural carnivore. Let's say like that. He refuses pasta. He likes pizza. Okay, all kids like pizza, but no. Pizza for me is the Italian pizza with the good quality tomato, with the real mozzarella, not the industrial. I don't want to say any brand, but let's say consider all the brands, they are crap for me. The only good one is the small restaurant where you can know the pizzaiolo and you can see the tomato can and what the ingredients they put there. So, yes, I only bring them. I'm an Italian chef from Napoli, so I always go for quality food. But now for me, some of these things that are still quality food, for me, are not food anymore. I don't consider this food. I can consider something to enjoy, like a cheat. Kind of thing, like a drug, let's say like that, but not something to rely on for the energy. So my son like always to eat meat, and because you know my partner is from Philippines, they eat rice, so he always normally refuse pasta with sauces or this kind of thing. He always eat the meat with some rice and some fruit, and that's what he wants to eat normally, and that's what he likes. My daughter more Italian side, so she always eat pasta. But now, from when I do that, and then they see what's different, and maybe I'm a little bit boring at home because I only talk about things. I see them that they see me like an example. They see that it's working. They see Papa how strong it is, how much fun it is now playing with me. And before, you know, I was kind of lazy, stay on the couch and watch TV or with the cell phone and play with them, but not so much, not like, because I didn't feel well. And now I do, and I want, and it's not something that I force myself to do. It has come natural to be more active with them.
I wish that I had found this way of eating when my kids were little. They're 25, 26, grown and gone. But they can see me, the incredible shrinking man now. So
exactly.
Yeah. So
you saw my picture, right? That was was before. Yes.
Yeah, your pictures were incredible, and I can't wait to show everybody. You were obviously inflamed before, and now you're like whoop, shrunk way down. It's awesome.
They say that the two negative things of this diet is that you need to spend so much money for buying new clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then I also have this, thing that I wish I didn't have because, have you seen the interview of Jordan Peterson say that when you do this kind of diet, it does the lion diet because for health reason, and you are on hunting mode. So I say you are a hunting mode, like you are focused. But being on hunting mode means for me that any noise in the night wakes me up. So that's the only thing that is negative for me because I have to, if I don't sleep well for 2-3 days, I need to sleep alone because I need to sleep. Because if my son, for example, cough or whatever, he wakes me up because I'm like ready to jump. We don't live in the forest anymore. There's no lion going to bite me. So it's like probably some ancestral reaction that I have. But yeah, that's probably the only negative, let's say like that. It might maybe can be useful in the future. Never know.
Yeah, that's awesome. So in terms of, so since you live in the Netherlands, what is shopping and eating out and things like that like for you? In regards to carnivore?
Horrible. This is the worst experience ever. But already before, the problem that I have high standard, I always had high standard in food because of my job. Because where I come from the city that is the capital of pizza in the world, is the capital of good food in Italy, let's say like that. The tomatoes, the things are coming from our lands, from the San Marzano is the most famous tomato in the world, the better tomato in the world. It's coming from a place close to my city. Amalfi Coast is famous for the food. It's the most concentration of Michelin star restaurant close to each other, let's say, for the square kilometer. So I always had a standard. For me, already going out here in Netherlands, I don't want to talk too much bad about this thing, but for me was eating here in general was not good. Now it's even worse because I limited my choices. So there is many steakhouse or stuff like that, but being a chef and knowing that with 30 euro I can buy 1 kilo of meat, when 30 euro buy steak in the restaurant, it doesn't make sense much. Plus, you need to rely on the thing that they don't use vegetable oil on the grill and stuff like that. And I cannot really know if they do it or not. So I prefer to don't go out. Or happened to me when my father was here last week, came to visit us. We went out. I went with them. I drink water and I enjoy anyway. I don't care. But the fact that I don't get hungry seeing people eating. So it's easy. It's not that I'm tough. And I'm the better man and I resist to cravings. I don't have cravings. I don't care. I don't want to eat the thing, the ramen that you're eating. It might be tasty, but I know that if I eat that, I go back to feel like I was before. And I don't want to feel like I was before. When I was doing the other diet, also I feel better than when I was totally inflammated and eating carbs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I never felt like now, and there is no comparison. I made a stupid meme with an app that it's a movie that this guy that they take the LSD and one is guy like this and the other guy is like that, because one is the high is coming and the other guy is already know that what's happening to you, and I wrote that my friend is a carnivore for 1 month. It's like, what's happening to me? And the other one, I know what's happening to you because it's carnivore from 6 months. And it's the feeling and the energy that you have with this diet, this way of eating, the eating normal, the human food. Can barely say the proper human food. Eating the proper human food make you 100% human. Before we it's like putting sugar in your engine, so you are slow down. And you don't realize because you don't know how fast you can go. So if you think that is your maximum speed, but it's not. You can be stronger, you can be faster, you can be smarter. The brain fog is gone. Everything is, the color are brighter, the details, I see better. Everything is better. I mean, you have the list of things that I improved. I had to write it down because I cannot remember so many things. I had so many problems at this way of eating peak. So.
I'm right there with you. I had to write them all down. And I didn't start writing them down until maybe 3 months in, because I'm like, man, I need to start writing this down because I'm actually forgetting stuff, you know, and then watching other people talk about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, that.
Oh, yeah,
that's
me too. Yeah. Let's go. Exactly.
That's funny. So what other victories have you had? That's non-scale. I mean, I remember you saying that you have less brain fog and things like that. So what other maybe serious conditions that you've had?
Zero. Because I told you, I wrote it down. So let's go through the things, because otherwise so The thing that made me start to look in this kind of diet is a symptom that this diet didn't fix, because it's not related to the diet. But the symptom made me so scared to start to look for this thing. I have this thing called CHS, that is cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, that is basically vomiting for no reason. The reason is connected to weed and smoking weed. And now I don't smoke anymore weed, and I don't smoke from only 1 month, not from 6 months. So there's no correlation with this improvement and the fact that I quit smoking weed, because the only thing that was still there every now and then, after I smoke, I had to vomit. So, and wow, there is correlation. But this problem made me look into this health-related diet, and I see all the doctors, in a way or another, were going to this carnivore way of eating. So that was the one that made me start to do that. So that was not fixed. That is fixing only if you quit. This diet gave me the strength to stop weed in 2 days. I didn't have cravings. I didn't think about weed anymore. I don't care. I have weed at home. I'm in the Netherlands. It's legal here. I have weed at home. I have it too. Don't smoke it. So I know that I don't smoke it, not because I don't have it, because I don't want to smoke it. So it's downstairs. If I want, I go down and I make one, but I will not, because I don't care.
Awesome. That is awesome.
The other things were the palpitation. That's the hardest thing. I was really scared because my heart wanted to turn. So for no reason, I woke up like normal, and then suddenly, da-da-da-da. And then I did check by my heart with the doctor, and they said, your heart is okay, but you have high blood pressure, blah, blah, blah. They want to give me medication, and I didn't take medication because I don't want to take medication. That's why also I researched this diet to lower the blood pressure. I was checking the natural way to lower the blood, because I see the people entering this wheel of medication, and you start one and then another and another and another, and then you start to end up like my grandmother, that I remember she was like taking pills like morning to evening, like, what time is it? Blah, blah, blah. What time is it? Blah, blah. And then I didn't know. I said, I want to die. I die. I prefer to die than live like that. So I will go take a horse and ride in the sunset. But I will not get all this medicine. I had a sleep apnea, severe sleep apnea. I had 70 episodes a night of apnea. I get to the doctor. They put the machine on me. They check and then the doctor was scared. He said, listen, this is serious. You have 70 apnea every night, so we have to do something. And after 1 month of this diet, I checked myself again, because I said, doctor, I feel better. My partner telling me that you snore less, it's less these things that you are going, like you cannot breathe. And I know it's probably from the brain, it's a problem from the heart to have sleep apnea. It's a serious thing. And in 1 month, from 70, I had 20. So the doctor told me, maybe you didn't put the machine well. What did you do? You moved it early. No, I did exactly the same thing. But from 70, in 1 month, went to 20. And then after, I saw that there's an app you can download to register your snoring in the night. So I did it, and I snore a little bit still, but I don't have apnea anymore. My mouth inside, I can feel it when my tongue is changed. Before it was soft and bigger, now it's hard. The arc, let's say, changed the shape. So that's why I don't have apnea anymore, because there's nothing to close my throat. So then that's where, and then the fact to wake up 2 or 3 times every night, or even more sometimes, to go to toilet to pee. It was a pre-diabetic symptoms. I don't know, because I don't do blood tests, because I'm kind of person that prefer to don't know bad news. it's not a good attitude in life. Yeah, but I don't do it anymore. If I go before I go to sleep, I wake in the morning, I don't wake up again in the toilet. I go to the toilet. Unless I got woken up by some noise. Then I say, okay. Then I have all the inflammation things, like joint pain. Something fell down, I need to pick it up. I say, my knee, the other knee, my shoulder, the elbow. One thing also happened to me that for my physiotherapist was unbelievable, mind-blowing. I cannot believe that. I broke my arm end of June. And I fell from the bicycle and I broke my radius, the Mason 1 fracture of the radius. Yes, it's a small fracture here. It's the best fracture you can get. So it's not broken so bad. But anyway, this kind of problem make you unable to do many things. And the improvement have to be slow. And they told me in 12 weeks, you will be like I was in 6 weeks, half time. I did everything, all the schedule progress, half time. I did everything in half time. You will be able to do this in 2 weeks. I did it 3 weeks up. You will be able to do this in 6 weeks. I did it in 3 weeks. You will be able to be at this point in 12 weeks. I was totally healed in 6 weeks. So, I need to do an interview with this guy because I never saw stuff like that. So, I want to make a video. And also, there is a place here in Netherlands called the Ancestral Health Foundation Netherlands. And they also agree for the interview because they also promote ancestral way of eating and this kind of thing. So I will update you on these things.
Sure.
So let's go to the symptoms. Joint pain, discomfort, a lot. Brain fog, we already talked. Sometimes it was confusion. Sometimes I was driving and I missed the exit because my head was somewhere else. I missed time. What that? I was kidnapped by aliens and then put back in the car. Well, why am I? I'm to exit after. What happened to me? So it's like serious. Or even talking too much give me brain fog. Let's say like that. Talking. Now I can talk for hours and everything is good. IBS. 6 times, 5 times, go to the toilet and it was not nice. It was not experience that was interesting. Gastritis, reflux, all gone. My gums. After the lockdown, I experienced pain in my tooth, my gums. You know, living without sunlight. Every time I eat something hard, it was painful for me. So I went to the dentist, and the dentist cleaned my thing, and then he said, "This is it's gonna only get worse." It only get worse, and then every 2 months you need to come back, and then we need to clean. I don't know technically what they have to do. And now my gums regrow, and they look pink, like healthy, and they never look so nice. Before they was darker, and I don't feel I can eat steak, and I don't feel any pain. It's gone.
And
the dentist said this thing only can get worse, but it's getting better. So without taking any medicine, doing any surgery or nothing.
Did he ask why?
No, but I never went back again. Why? I don't need.
Okay.
I mean, I need to go clean my throat because I don't smoke anymore. So I feel a little bit of brown thing. I want to do some cleaning, but I don't have a reason to go to the dentist anymore. And then in general, it was the laziness that was the very, very bad thing for my family, let's say like that. Laziness. Also like smoking, I don't want to promote to smoking weed, but smoking weed before was an experience, like smoke and then boom, die. And smoking weed during the carnivore was smoking like a bicycle and go around. But then I had this problem with the CHS, so I took it, but okay, it's okay. I don't miss it. I'm good anyway.
That's awesome.
I got a carnivore high, so
yeah.
No need other thing.
Natural high. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, natural high, yes.
Well, man, that's incredible. All the things that have subsided and reversed and been fixed just by eating steak.
Yeah. That's steak, organs, I eat liver, I eat everything, like from head to toe, it's like that.
Okay, nice. So let's shift gears for a second. What
What
kind of things do you like to do for a hobby or for fun?
But I really like to be outdoor. Anything that is outdoor, living outdoor, is for me something that give me enjoyment. I do a barbecue. Here in Netherlands, it's so nice. There's so many bike trails in the forest, in the woods. I bought a house. We are moving in November, and the house is next to this place called Biesbosch. That is a natural forest reserve in the Netherlands. You can go with the boat, you can kayak there. I just take the kayak, I go to a hill, I go downhill, I put the kayak in the river, and I can kayak for hours anywhere. I can bike these bike trails. So yeah, that's the thing that I like. I like to cook. And now I'm finding enjoyment in eating. Like before, eating was something that give you endorphin, let's say that. Now, when I eat, I feel like I don't know, like a lion that steak. I see the fat melting. Give me the goosebumps. So this kind of thing.
That's awesome. Yeah. If I lived anywhere near you and you were cooking, I'd probably feel exactly the same way. The food that you post online is just next level, man. Next level.
I'm trying to do more because now my kids were in vacation and it's hard to do anything with them around. And also this house where we live is small, it's a temporary house because we bought the house, it's going to be ready in November. So when I move there, I will organize better with light and try, because I have background in photography. When I was in America, in North Carolina, I was too young for this kind of job. I mean, it was for me a lot of sacrifice. No, everybody go out Saturday, Sunday, and then you work Saturday, Sunday. But in America, there is this thing, I mean, North Carolina, at 2 a.m, everything closed. I'm European. I'm used to go out at 2 a.m. and come back home at 7 a.m. And then every day, ding, 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 last call for alcohol. Well, last call what? I just arrived. And then I just finish my shift at 12 and take a shower and arrive here. And then 30 minutes, you close the bar. What's the logic? Well, anyway, American thing. So it was hard for me to live like that. No, only 21, 22 years old, only work and work, double shifts than the restaurant. It was like kind of failing the restaurant owned from people that are part of my family, let's say like that. So I cannot say, okay, I did my 8 hours, I go. Like you start in the morning, you finish when you finish. That's the mentality I was. So that's why I say I don't want to do it anymore. I did my passion was photography. When I was 12 years old, I already develop films, I print in the school, and I was in media school, and I had inspiration for photography. So I said, let's do some study. I did the online course online. It was like they send it by mail, and then you study, then you send the picture, then you got the evaluation. It was the New York Institute of Photography. Mm-hmm. So I learned the technical skills also for photography, for putting lights in the studio, stuff like that. So I did this passion, and when I went back to Italy after the American experience, I went to work in the resorts, taking pictures to tourists and sell the pictures to the tourists in the resort, no, like family eating in the restaurant, other people on the beach, like photo shooting to girls, like model photo shootings. And right. So that's why I have also, you see, my food look good. Yeah, a little bit is the photographer in me that make it look better than maybe other people's food will look good if taken from the right with the right lights and the right perspective, let's say.
Yeah, we share something in common because I own a photography business.
So
I'm a photographer also full time.
Yeah.
Cool. So I understand exactly what you're saying.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Very good. That's why your lights are perfect.
Right. Yeah. When I started the YouTube channel, I was like, well, this should be fairly easy because I already have all the lighting, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. And I noticed the first thing when you're a photographer, you see the light in a different way. Yeah. So, you know, you things that other people don't notice, you notice. So, yeah, that's the first thing I noticed on your channel, that your light setup is professional. That's it. That's the word.
And you are sitting close to a window, aren't you?
Yeah.
So if you're not artificially lighting it by a window with natural light, is
and I have also a lamp in my face.
Okay, nice.
So both things, a window here and a lamp in my face, okay, just to compensate because the sun is going down.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're an outdoorsman, you're a carnivore. So yeah. One thing that you had sent me a note about, and I want to get your perspective on this. You said that farmers in the Netherlands face challenges.
Yes.
Yeah, they face challenges with government. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that?
I don't have all the details, but you know, I was in the news everywhere. So basically, for some stupid reason, the government said that the farmers are producing too much azoto. I guess azoto. Oh my God, I don't know the English word. Anyway, it's something that is the 99% of what is in the air. Something that is everywhere. It's nothing pollution. So because of this thing, they need to cut the farmer numbers. They want to buy out the land. They're not even like making offers that are like ridiculous. They are also kind of fair offer for what I understood. Maybe I'm wrong, but what I understood is fair. But why you have to force people to close and limit the amount of, I cannot remember this word again. If you can Google it, azoto in English, azoto is Italian word, is the thing that they are making the farmers guilty about this. Maybe after you can write it down
carbon footprint, or is it like a climate change?
No, it's not even carbon. It's still related to the carbon issue, still related to the climate change, but yeah, it's not even carbon. It's something that's even more in the air. So it's like we breathe it all the time. Yeah. And anyway, so they did protest last year, and then there was many problems with the police. And but here the Netherlands is different from Italy. That's why I really like it, because people don't let the government tell them what to do. If the government is exaggerating, the people will go down and riot. I saw this beautiful thing one day. They went with a tractor full of manure, and they start to throw manure in front of Parliament. I wish I was there. I wish I was there. It was orgasmic. Yeah, they deserve it, because that's what they are, these people. They do what they deserve, these politicians that are basically people that had a miracle in their life without skill and anything, and just to obey to the big boss, they became people with power, with money, with the possibility to travel everywhere in the world. People that look for power, they enjoy power, it's the worst people in the world.
True. I'm right there with you. I believe that as well.
For what I can do for my small thing, I only go buy food from the farmer. I have this farmer lady that I go there, truly her name, and then I always go there and I buy raw milk from her, I buy the cheese from her, I buy the meat from her, I buy eggs. Butter, they make homemade butter from raw milk. It's fantastic. Whatever I can buy from them, sometimes they have fruit, I bring it home for the kids and stuff. And whatever I can buy from them, I buy from them. I try to go to the supermarket less possible to buy just the things like cat food or stuff like that. Other things I buy from my suppliers, Italian, because anyway, I have connection to Italian restaurants, so I buy directly from my suppliers. So I try to, if all the supermarkets get way close, I would be a happy man, because that's the worst thing, the big distribution. Everything that is big is bad. Small community, local farmers. Why you have to go to buy the milk from the lady that they sell it here in the city where I live, when you can go directly to the farm, you enjoy, you see the person in the eye, and even it's even a little bit cheaper not to buy directly there. So, I wish everybody will start to go local, and it's you feel better inside if you do like that.
We're definitely seeing a little bit of a shift like that here in the United States, but still, there's too many big box stores out there.
Numbers are not there yet.
Right. So you had mentioned to me that you are possibly thinking of starting something called the Carnivore Club. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Yes, that's a project. So basically, if we join more people, or it become like a pack of carnivores, then we can buy directly from the farmers in bigger quantity, and also saving money for us, because the quantity I can buy is limited, but if we have 10 people buying and then we become 50 or 100 and buy big quantity of meat, we can save money, help the farmer. So that's the idea. It's still a work in progress. Next month in September, it's my accountant is coming back. So I have to talk to him how to legally start to do stuff like that. My other wish is to, I've been to Rotterdam, no? And there is this place called Markthal that is one of the biggest food hall in the Europe. So there's so many food stall and I could not eat anything there. The only place probably where I could eat something was the burger place. No, I had to go there and say, a burger, but without anything, please don't put any oil on the grill, blah, blah, blah. So there's nothing carnivore, but all of them, mostly of them, at least, they have vegan and vegetarian option. So why there is always a vegan option? Why there is always a vegetarian option? And if you ask for a carnivore option, they look at you like you are crazy. Right. What's wrong with you? I was in the airport waiting for my father. I was hungry because there was probably 2 hours delay for the luggage and stuff. And I get hungry and I went to Burger King and I say, can I have a burger, but just the meat? And the Whopper is 100% beef, but only the meat without anything. And it's like the explanation took time to explain. And then after that, are you sure? No bread, not. And where I put it in the paper, I don't care. And then I was eating the meat only, and the people there around me, they are this guy, something is wrong with him. So there's always a vegetarian option. There is always, there's in hundreds of food stalls, there's nothing to give you carnivore option, at least a carnivore stall. Let's have a carnivore food truck that make only carnivore meat with a big thing, no vegetable oil, no vegetable products, 100% animal fat, 100% real meat. And then we can do a recipe, we can do slow cooked things, we can do burgers, we can do steaks, we can do million things. No, we can work out and put things together and make different, even to have different consistency, it's enjoyment for the mouth. So if you have like a soft steak with some crunchy ground beef, so you already have two different consistency, and then maybe you have some liver that is a different liver, so you have three different consistency when you eat, and then the butter and then you have umami and all the taste in your mouth, and they have different consistency of some crispy bacon or whatever, and then you don't have to stay to eat steak, and then become a little bit boring. Then you can make some creamer with the egg yolks and stuff like that, egg yolks, but I cannot eat white eggs. White eggs are hard for my stomach. So I love omelette. So I'm making omelette only with egg yolk and raw milk. And basically they have the same consistency of a normal omelette with the white egg and egg yolk. So I'm still learning. No, I'm reinventing my style of cooking. So
that's awesome.
So that's good thing. So I want to do the carnival club, and I also wish to do something in the future for business. Because there is also moral issue. No, there is this famous chef, Anthony Bourdain. I don't know if you know him, the guy that died, and he was saying that I'm not your dietitian. I work for the pleasure business. It's true. Now I feel much more like that because now I'm working for a carb addict, let's say like that, especially cooking Italian. I work for endorphin. I'm not feeding people with the nutrients much. In my restaurant, if you want a steak, I will cook it in clarified butter, and I will not put anything that if you want carnivore, I will make you carnivore 100%. But in general, the menu is an Italian restaurant, so we cannot go carnival. It's not my restaurant. I work there. So right, there's a little bit of moral issue of feeding people things that I will not eat. So, but it's not, what can I do? No.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. Feed your family.
Yeah, that was the song from Tupac is I Gotta Get Paid. That's the way it is.
Exactly. Yeah. So I have to ask you this because you're a chef.
Yes.
And you're Italian. I sous vide stuff a lot, like literally almost every single day. It's a thing for you?
I did. I used to do it. I work in Maldives. We had a very, very strict guest. So if the medium well or medium rare was not exactly medium rare. So I have experienced a lot with sous vide. When I was in the Philippines, we had to sous vide everything. because the restaurant was big, and we had a lot of recycling of stuff. The stuff was coming, going. And so it's easy. Make things very, very easy for the restaurant environment. There is the problem of plastic, microplastic. Then it's up to you, for yourself, your choice. But SUV is helpful for sure. And also you can SUV many things and then put it in the chiller. And then just you need to sear it and then you can eat it. It's already at your perfect preference style of cooking. Yeah.
So is that how restaurants do it?
Not to where I work now, because there's no need for doing that to where I work. But if it makes things easy, let's say like that. So if you have big numbers and you cannot rely too much on the quality of your employee, so people that work with you, they are not so developed for reason of salary. That is not my choice, or for reason of what's around. We cannot find anybody, so I need to make things let's say easy, idiot proof. Let's say like that.
That's why.
Because one mistake for a restaurant, it's the law. No, it's money. So, there's not much profit in a restaurant, so
right.
You're not that. So be is make things easy for sure. I don't say no. I don't say yes. If you like, yeah, why not?
Cool. I got one more food question for you. So I made this thing. So coincidentally, I follow a YouTube channel. It's Guga Foods and Sous Vide Everything.
Sous Vide Everything, the guys.
Yes.
You're from Brazil, right?
Guga. Yeah, yes. So he did this thing called this recipe called Butter of the Gods. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
No, I call Butter of the Gods. For me, Butter of the Gods, it's a bon marlo. That's the Butter of the Gods.
Okay. Bon marlo. Basically, his is roasted bone marrow. So you roast it to where it's like half rendered and it's still half solid. And you take one part of that and mix it with one part of butter. But then you also have a cured egg yolk that you've cured over about 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Sounds perfect. What's the temperature?
I got to get
checked. Well,
so there's no temperature. Yeah, you just roast the bone marrow.
Nothing so big. It's sous vide everything, but it doesn't sous vide that. Okay.
No. So basically, you just roast the bone marrow and then mix it with butter. You heat up the butter enough to mix it all together. And then grate cured egg yolk.
Into that
mixture. And then form it, put it in the fridge, slice it, put it on a steak. Oh, my God. It's incredible.
I had never
heard of cured egg yolks.
Yeah, you can do many things with egg yolk. You can cure egg yolk, you can froze them and then fry them in breadcrumbs. For example, the uova alla crack, you know, it's called, you take a tray with breadcrumbs, you put an egg yolk, you cover the breadcrumbs, you put it in the freezer, and after when it's solid, you just fry. And if you don't over fry, when you cut, it's going to be melted and then it sounds good, but it's breadcrumbs, so it's not halal for us. But in general, it's, you can do many things with egg yolk, yeah.
Man. I would love to see more stuff about the cure.
Yeah, I will.
The flavor is, oh my gosh.
It's amazing. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on mainstream dietary guidelines? You know, the suggestions that they have versus the experience that you've had on the carnivore lifestyle.
Yes, I like something because that's the word that for me is hard. Compartmentalize knowledge. That's right. The problem. The doctor knows about how to cure with medicine the symptoms, but they don't know about dietarian-related situation. The dietitian don't know about evolutionary biology. The biology don't know about ice ages. It's like everybody, they know part of something, but they don't know the whole thing. So if you don't see the thing from far away, if you don't see from the logic in this, if you're not pattern recognized, how you say that? But if you don't see a pattern and try to make things connect, you see only your things. And then if somebody go against you, you think it's against your knowledge, against what you think you know in good faith, you are you lift your shield and then really like the guy from 300 like this, and then oh, you're wrong, and then you get upset, and then so sometimes I don't blame them for what they do. They're just on the defensive, and people that is not curious, and people that need to hold their Italiano, in Italian we say people that need to stick to their chair, because their chair is the chair of power. Now, from their chair, they have power, so they are scared to lose the chair, and they have nothing else, and they are maybe too old or too not prepared to do something else. They feel like, if I lose this, if I change this way, maybe I lose my salary, my job, my family, my vacation, my luxury, or whatever. So yeah, that's the main problem about that. The guidelines are wrong. It's clear. I'm the proof. So many people are the proof. Take the triangle of the food pyramid, put it upside down, cancel, erase many of those things, and that's your real food pyramid here. You know, my shirt, I show you. Fighting the vegans. That's a cartoon from the 70s, and the vegans were the aliens from Vega, but now it's more...
That's awesome.
it's a different meaning, let's say like that.
I love that. I'm going to have to get one. That's awesome.
From 1975, fighting the vegans.
And there you have it, folks. You're hearing it directly from a professional chef. Food pyramid is upside down. So
yeah, like everything else. I don't want to go into too many things that are out on topic, but basically everything that they tell us, it's wrong.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So if someone was to consider the carnivore diet in light of ailments that you have had, sleep apnea.
I didn't get it. What did you say?
If someone is going to start thinking about starting the carnivore diet, and they've had issues like you have had, sleep apnea, overweight, things like that, what would be your top advice for that person?
Well, first thing, don't do it suddenly, because I did the keto suddenly. It was hard on my body. I did the keto because I need to go in ketosis. There was on the theory to go in ketosis. So I did 3 days of fasting, and then I eat, and then I, problematic to go to the toilet, weakness, headaches, stuff like that. So don't do it suddenly. Start to eliminate things. Sugar, for first thing, cut the sugar, cut the grains, and then slowly cut all the other things. And then you see, if you don't want, don't have to be a carnivore. I don't want to put people in boxes and say, this guy has shown one time eating a berry. Let's get him. He's not one of us. I don't care if you want to eat berry, if you like honey, eat honey, eat berry. If you like vegetable, better maybe fermented vegetables that are probably the ancestral way to eat the vegetables. For me, for what I understood, for what I see the doctor, the good doctor saying to me, these things are like kind of medicine. So if you have some issue, sometimes eating fermented garlic in honey, for example, or whatever, can be good, but to fix that problem, not every day like food. So yeah, so I'm not too, I don't want to put people in boxes. I don't, I'm not fundamentalist, let's say like that, about this thing. So, but do it slowly, but not too slowly. Do it in weeks. 1 week, this week, no more pizza, pasta, bread. Next week, no more vegetables, broccoli, whatever. Next week, no more rice, blah, blah, blah. Until you're left only with the classic meat. And then you see, if you're good, you're good. Then there is this thing that I don't know about it. That is the gluconeogenesis, no? You know what I'm talking about, for sure. After 44 years that your liver is transforming sugar in fat, is able to transform in the way that your body anyway need the protein in sugar? No, I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. That's why probably somebody feel better to eat a little bit of fruit sometimes, because maybe the quantity of sugar that your body, glucose that your body need, you cannot make all of that. You can make part of that because you never did it for 40 or 50 years of your life. So now you cannot ask your liver to switch like that. You're already switching to making ketones that they never did any in your life. Now you're also asking to make sugar when before the sugar was everywhere in your body and it was trying to remove sugar from your body, from your bloodstream and convert it in fat. So now you're asking your liver to make sugar because you don't eat. So maybe, probably, little bit of fruit or something like that is not bad. Also, I tell you this Dr. Rick Johnson, it also is a low-carb kind of doctor. And there's this study on fructose, that when is fructose is taken in fruit, so in the natural form, it doesn't change the way of people, of healing of people. There's this study of this group of people. I will link you, I will send you the video, YouTube, this short video. So there's this group of people, some of them, all of them in a low-carb diet, all of them. Everybody improved their metabolic syndrome. The people that were eating still a small amount of fruit improved in the same way. So basically, if you eat a small amount of fruit, it doesn't change the improvements of your metabolic status. So for me, after if you eat two pound steak and you want to eat a little bit of berry, it doesn't make you not a carnivore or, oh, no, you are paleo. Oh, no, you are a keto. What is this? It doesn't make sense. Don't go crazy about name and about thing because the truth is that we don't really know. I saw Paul Saladino talking to Ken Berry. Dr. Paul Saladino talks to Dr. Ken Berry, and they agree basically that we don't really, the science is not written in stones. We are still figuring things out. So yeah, I'm open-minded to everything, to understand. I'm always curious.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really great advice. And you hit on a good point with the fruit. I mean, it really boils down to what works best for the individual, you know?
Yeah, the goal is health, not right. Be part of a club.
It makes you feel bad, don't eat it, right? If you're able to handle it, have at it.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome. So is there anything else that you wanted to touch on and talk about that maybe we haven't talked about yet?
No, I think it was a nice chat, and maybe we can talk again in the future sometime, or maybe... like a group of people would be nice to have sure. Like more than two and like this kind of brainstorming.
Yeah. Brainstorming. Yeah. Yeah.
Brainstorm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we do a show on Tuesday night here in the United States. It's 9 o'clock Eastern time. So I have no idea what time it is. For you
now is now here is 8:30 p.m. So for you, so 9:30 there would be morning for me.
So we're 2:30 p.m. right now here.
Yeah,
and you're 8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, so that'd still be light. Really early in the morning
light.
For you.
There is still light here because I'm in Netherlands, very high, close to north to Europe. So here the sun go down slow, very very slow.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to get you on a different live stream than one that isn't in the middle of the night.
No, middle of the night, no, but I wake up early anyway. Always, I drop the kids at school, so I'm a morning person, I'm a daylight person, so good.
Cool,
no problem.
Cool. So, for everybody watching, can you let everybody know where they can find you on the internet?
Yeah, I'm mostly on Instagram. I have also a TikTok account. You know why? Because the TikTok, you put one thing and then it's 4,000 people watch it. So it's, but it's amazing. You know, I don't know if it's true, 4,000 people, the number they give you. But but I don't really like it. So I'm not using it much. It's called anyway, the Carnival Club Netherlands, that one on TikTok. And maybe I will develop it in the future. Now I'm mostly on Instagram or with the iPad Carnivore Chef, with awesome. My food and I share a lot of things from other people who are in the stories, from politic things and other things, not really related to food, but more related to my way of thinking.
Yeah, I love it, man. So I'll definitely link all your accounts in the description below for everybody to be able to find you. And I would try to say it the Italian way, Dario.
Dario, it's me. Like Mario, it's me, Dario, like Mario.
Dario, I really appreciate this time together and getting to know you a little bit better. It was truly an honor to be able to speak with you. And I hope we get to do this again in the future. And we're definitely getting together for a live stream. And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care and good luck to everybody. And give the meat a chance.
Awesome. Thanks, Dario.
Ciao.
Thanks, Dario, for sharing your empowering journey with us. If you haven't done so yet, be sure to subscribe to the Hyper Carnivore Chef on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, where you'll find some really great content. Thank you again. Stay amazing, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Carnivore Today. We're one of the most unique podcasts on the web, as we explore not only the carnivore diet, but the misconceptions about it as well along the way. There are so many benefits from this extremely healthy and fulfilling diet. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at carnivoretoday.com. Also find us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carnivore Today. See you next time.